take these off. All right. Welcome to our Friday night chat. And for those of you that joined me for, you know, that little, remember that online chat I wanted to do, text only? And then you found out that what really happened last week was that we blew our equipment. We fried a board, which happens. Here it is. Huh? We cooked this motherfucker. When I came downstairs on Saturday morning, this goddamn thing was burned out. And I don't know why, and I'll take it up with PreSonus. But I can still smell the electrical on that thing. So that's what happened to us. Let me turn this shit down that I've got. Red Sox, who won the goddamn game? Oh, Boston beat the Yankees 9-6. I'm looking at some of the Major League Baseball. But, yeah, so we had a little bit of an equipment burnout, but it was perfect because we were able to do a week of classics for our new subscribers, of which we've had many, with our promotion that we're doing, our ongoing promotion. And for you BSPs that are freaking out, like, hey, how come I don't get it for 99 cents? It's only 2 months. It's a promotional thing. I'm sure you understand. All right, man. So what else? A lot of shit's been going on. I'm going to go away maybe for my birthday. I'm not sure. But I'm going to try and get some video of it. Not try. I will get video of it. I'm going to get my website up here because I haven't even logged on yet. I don't know if we're going to go. We're going to go to Ireland. We're going somewhere. I don't know where. I mean, I don't know much about planning trips, but Maria put together some sort of an Irish trip for my birthday. And to be honest with you, if somebody gave me the choice and they said, do you want to go to Tahiti or Ireland? I would take Tahiti. Not that I have that choice, believe me. But if somebody gave me that choice, I would be doing it. So anyway, we're live here on our chat. Today is Saturday, the 18th. I'm happy to be with you guys. I was really flipping out and freaking out a little bit over the loss of our equipment last week. It was a little fucked up. And I want to thank Adam Chavez, came all the way in from Glendale to get our situation, you know, grounded. Now, one more thing. The Phil Hendry Show is moving from the El Pacifico. We may be back. We'll still have our studio here. But we're going to move our studio temporarily toward Los Angeles to Westlake Village. It's probably no big thing to you, but I just thought I'd let you know. If you don't hear us say live from the El Pacifico, you'll know that we are actually from Westlake Village. Although, I don't know how good that sounds, you know. Live from Westlake Village, California. So let me go over to our chat this evening. We have a great many folks with us, and I'm happy to see that. Let me just do a thing here. I want to get everybody blowed up, man. I want to check it out, you know. So I know that one of the things that has been really cool that my man Jeff has been doing up there in Bozeman, Montana, is getting the map of our BSPs. I don't know if he's added to that. I don't even know if Jeff is with us tonight. And I don't know where to begin the chat. We have our most recent messages, and we have going all the way back. Here's Camsel Jack, live from the village. Camsel Jack, I was checking you out on Twitter this weekend. Where are you from, man? I was trying to figure out where you're from. Are you from? Anyway, I saw you on Twitter, and love you, brother. Don McDonald with us in Spokane. Ken Forsey, love the classics when you chill. Bryn, hello, Bryn. She's saying hello to BSPs. Camsel Jack live from the village. Andy, BSP Friday night ritual in full effect. Brian Anthony, hooked that shit up to a UPS. Jeff, I feel like shit. This, my man Jeff in Sacramento, feels like shit. What's up, Dr. Jeff? Brian Anthony, hooked that shit too. Paul, not going to lie, on a map, couldn't point to Tahiti. South Pacific, Paul. South Pacific, same time zone as Los Angeles. So you leave L.A., you go to Tahiti, and there's no time difference, which pretty fucking cool. Here's MD Phil Fan. What's up, Phil? How you doing, man? Joey Punch, Phil, missed your pre-show opinions this week. Joey, that makes one of you, man. Thank you. Heavy, you know, crazy shit happening this week. There's no question. Camsel Jack, Ireland would be cool. Literally. But, you know, here's the thing about Ireland. I have my mother's family's from Ireland. My father, we don't know. He was adopted, but he was raised by a Scottish man by the name of James Hendry. My father was adopted. Pretty sure that we're mostly Irish. And I suppose it's a very American thing to want to honor your heritage. You know, well, let me go back to where my people are from. But I have to be honest with you. I would rather go to Tahiti. Although a nice winter trip to, what is Bannon doing up here? Bannon went on a fucking Periscope today. Can you believe that shit? Anyway, fuck it. I don't want to get anybody pissed at me. Luke D, a lot of shit has been going on is an understatement. That's the truth, man. Mike Nickus, howdy, Bryn, saying hello. Marie, hi, Marie. She says, hi, Phil. Paul, evening, Bryn. Paul, she's not talking to you, man. She's talking to me. I'm kidding. James Compton smoked the board. Yeah, I did, man. Brian Anthony Presonus has not been the same since Katrina. They moved all their stuff overseas. Interesting, Brian. Where were they? What the fuck am I hearing now, man? Where were they located before, Brian? Just curiously. I'm curiously curious. Hello? Testing. Wow, that's weird. All right, everyone. I just heard like a weird sort of effect there. Jesus, everything's working, man. I got my compression going on. Yeah. Hey, how about you guys? Did you read the news today about the Malaysia jet? They've now pinpointed new search areas for it. I mean, it's been 3 years, and I love the fact they haven't given up. I really do. And that shows me such a massive responsibility that is being, you know, attended to by the Australians and Malaysians, although it's mostly Australia, that they're still looking, and the Chinese. And they found 3 search areas. And why did they find those? Because French military satellites saw debris moving. They didn't know if it was debris from the jet, but it was, in their opinion, man-made debris moving in a direction that they figured would be, debris from the jet. So I was always really interested in that. Everybody that I talked to was like, oh, you know, let's just get on with it. And I remember when it happened, there were motherfuckers saying, why is CNN spending so much time on this goddamn jet? I don't know, 270, 300 people missing just like that? I think that's kind of news. Maybe I'm wrong. Paul Blood, everybody making jokes about Blood. Rory McLeod, he wrapped his lips around it and gave it a good Camsel Jack. Damn it, bud. Paul Dentino, you should touch it in its bad parts. James Coppin, blowed up. Mike Nickus, it blowed. Everybody's, you know, into the blowed, and it did blow. There's no question. Getting back to the present time, our most recent text so far is from MD Phil Fan, James Coppin. Okay, Paul Dentino, maybe it's just me. MD Phil Fan, Phil, that's a gravity wave from the coming eclipse. The thing that I heard? James Coppin, Phil Fan, that rocks and roll studio talk. That's rock and roll studio talk. Lorenzo, sounds good to me. Camsel Jack, coming in loud and clear. Paul Dentino, mic level is lower than usual. Bullshit. Everybody else said it comes in loud and clear, Paul. What's your problem? Ah, you're one of those troublemakers, aren't you, man? Everybody says, no, it's not a good film. Paul says, I think I'll just say it's fucked up just to, and no, it's not. I'm joking around. Take it easy, Paul. You know I'm an asshole. You know I love you and respect you and consider you to be my East Coast Italian brother, okay? My East Coast Italian 40 years younger brother. And there, you know, 40. All right. Jeff, has Steve Bozell ever won a lawsuit? Very good question. Dr. Jeff, of course, he's a doctor. That's why he would ask the good questions. Steve Bozell has not won a lawsuit yet, Jeff. Hope springs eternal. Dolores Blazingame is a thief, a usurious thief. I'm sure at some point Steve will wake up to this, and it'll be a major break in his life. But as of yet, he still is the ever-trusting Steve Bozell. Melissa, love you too, Jeff. Thanks a lot, Melissa. I'm kidding. We all love Jeff. L, I miss your pre-show opinions too, Phil, though could barely keep up with the news as it was this past week. It's pretty fucked up. Brian Anthony, how do you get to the latest Saturday cinemas? Okay, Brian, here's what you do, man. There is no real way unless you want to just put into the search engine Saturday cinema. If you put into the search engine Saturday cinema, I'm sure Saturday cinemas galore will fucking pop up. My suggestion? Go to the current Saturday cinema and scroll back with those little arrows on either side. They take you back a week. Just punch through the dates, go back a week. Punch through the dates, go back a week. That's what I do because I'm often looking to see what was the last show we used out of the archive or something like that. Craig is in Tahoe. Hey, Craig. Hi from Tahoe, says Craig. Camselback, Ireland is a place where my wife and I would like to visit. I knew out of the two, you would pick Tahiti. Ha ha. How is Maria in Thunder? Thank you very much, Camselback. Maria's doing great, man. Her, you know, she's a tough chick, and she is out doing her thing, man. She's out doing her. Maria's now doing her marriage, family, child license thing. So she's going to cancer support, which she moderates. She's involved in all these groups that you have to be involved in to get to eventually get your license. So she's moderating cancer support groups. She talks with abused kids. I mean, there's a whole thing they have you do. She's on it, and we're very proud of her. If I ever go to Ireland, Gamsel Jack, you got to meet me there. Jay Wigton, last week I got kicked out of the Cove Run because my butt was too white. Yay. Sorry about that, man. Melissa, Phil, do the 23andMe saliva test and see what your ancestry is. I just sent mine out 5 weeks and I'll know. Really? All right. I got to know. I don't know what side my father is from. I hope and I fucking pray that I have some African or like fucking Southeast Asian or something. Oh my God. I hope it just shows my family lineage going right through Jamaica. Just, you know.
Mr. Henry?
Yes.
It's Irish. And then it goes right through Jamaica.
Can you imagine the cats that would be traumatized by that? Mr. Spencer? Yes, you're with Aryans? Yes, I am. Yeah. We're sorry. Your family lineage goes through Borneo. Oh, well, we can dream. Darren, how you doing, man? Jeff, Melissa, I love you. So Jeff and Melissa are getting a thing happening. Lorenzo, hi from Whittier. Lorenzo, I'm happy to hear it was just an electrical issue. Yes, it was, Lorenzo. Thank you. And by the way, like I said, we were on the chat, the text chat this week, explaining why we really did go to our classics. Although I have to tell you, we're doing a 99-cent, 2 months for 99-cent promotion. And it was like, if you were going to have an equipment failure, this was the perfect time because we were able to run like a week of classics and people got to hear what's in our archive, which is like really cool, you know, because we have a lot of good shit there. Here is Bryn, Paul Dentino, evening. Mike Nickus, Mike from Salt Lake City. Okay, so I think here is Jeff, had eye injection into me eyeball for diabetic eye damage. What the fuck is going on with you, Jeff? Tell us and be specific. And speak English, not Dr. E's. Rory, all right, fine. I'll stop writing for the chat. Rory's with us. What are you talking about, Rory? Bryn, my carcass is parked in San Francisco tonight. Great. So all my kids are here. Check it in from Columbus, ancestral home of Goldie Showers. Where are our brand new BSPs, man? Because I know we got a bunch of them. I suspect, as I've always suspected, that they lay low, they lay back. They don't want to jump in. They just watch. That's what I suspect. What I think is they're out doing something more interesting. Now then, Yeah, some crazy news this week, guys, right? Anybody have an opinion about that? I don't know. Here is Ken Forsey. I heard you mention a Rose Bowl parade play-by-play commentary, trying to find it. Yeah, Ken, we did a Rose Bowl parade January 1st, 1997. I believe that's on our website. The other Rose Bowl parades, I have to tell you, were recorded only by KFI Los Angeles, and they eliminated those when they erased the logger tapes. So I was not conscious enough to record them in those days. Nobody, I think, was on my behalf. The station erased the logger tapes, but we do have one, and it is on the site, and I think it's pretty representative, and I think it's January 1, 1997, Rose Parade, Harvey Weierman, and others.
So, you know.
Phil, did you record all the background noise for the phone? What's the backstory on the drive-thru guy? That was actually, the drive-thru guy was recorded by a Ralph Sanchez in Portland, my engineer at TRN, and I loved it. And I loved it so much that, you know, we sort of put them all together because he recorded all four separately. There's the drive-thru, there's the pull-up to order, there's the pay, and then there's the receiving your food and leaving. And I love them so much that we use them in differing orders, differing lengths, and I actually re-recorded one of them so we'd have a longer sounding bed. But it was a stroke of genius by, you know, our people in Portland, I think. I'm pretty sure. Okay. What's the deal with Escape from Sweet Farm, Rory McLeod? I don't know. What's Escape from Sweet Farm? I know there's Sweet Farm. James Kaufman, nothing wrong with that. Darren, I've enjoyed the week of classics. Still can't believe some of the real callers, very funny. That was a moment in time, Darren, when we had real callers to the show. But it was short-lived for very good reasons, but for specific reasons that had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with the stations I was on. So, you know, and I know a lot of people are listening to me right now going, oh, Phil, quit being so defensive about it. Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm giving you the truth, you know. I mean, I lived it. You know, these stations, like, well, you name it. First of all, the biggest mistake I made was going to TRN, where we weren't live on like over 50% of our stations. We weren't live, so we were. What's the point, man? When you're not live, you know. And then, same thing with KFI toward the end. I don't know. There probably was a way to play it better, but I played it the best way I could, and. I can tell you this, Clear Channel is not what I would call the most savvy media company. Let me just put it to you that way. Okay. Ken Forsey, I heard you mention a Rose Bowl. Okay, we did that. Jeff James, I can't say that nasty word. Rory McLeod, I feel like Bud needs to do the next nudie cutie. James Coppin, you just want to see boobs. MD Phil Fenn, wah-ha-ha-ha. Bryn, my ancestry is one-fifth Scott. Paul, you're going to be so all white meat. Jeff, dear Phil, might I suggest for Saturday Cinema the sequel to Diary of a Nudist called Nudes on the Moon, another Doris Wishman classic with copious amounts of bra, boo, tits. Seriously, don't fuck with me, Jeff. Doris Wishman is the great nudie cutie director who did Diary of a Nudist, which we did for Jeff by request. Now he tells me there's something called Nudes on the Moon. I'll look for it. I hope and pray that the copyright has not been registered and it's still available. James Coppin, Joe Walsh said the best rock and roll quote to me in my shop about a new song. Just because I wrote it doesn't mean I can play it. Hey, James, what do you mean by shop, dude? Where do you work? And I know you're independently wealthy, so what do you mean by shop? Chris Gargillo, I think we need to hear from the good Father McQuarters. Chris, how you doing, man? Yes. David, hey, Phil, Lord Gimp here from Springfield, Missouri. Hey, I remember you, man. What happened to you, man? What happened to you guys? Rory McLeod, Erica Dorton, heavy breathing, oh yeah. MD Phil Fan, even if Bozell wins a lawsuit, he will still be under the surveillance of his daughter's school principal. That's the fucking truth. Let me go down and update here. BG Young, new. Wait a minute. I had a brand new BSP. BG Young, how do I get the best of CD download? BG, those best of downloads should be available, man, on the site. The best of downloads are available. The CD, the hard copy, are not. And I believe somewhere on the site there is store, isn't there? Yeah, there is. There's like a shopping cart. So check that out. If you have a problem, ask our service at philhenryshow.com. That's service at philhenryshow.com. Jane is our customer service person. She's really great. She's always emailing me and asking me shit. She's emailing Shane. You know, you guys, what are you doing? So she's on it. Every time you guys ask her a question, she goes out of her way to answer it. So she's terrific. Roy McLeod, since you forgot. Okay, Rory just sent me a link. What is this? Hold on. These are always good. Rory just sent me a goddamn link. I gotta show this to you guys, otherwise I'll be forever damned. Let's see what this is, man. Let's see what this is. Oh, dude, okay, I lost my network. It's Rory's script, Escape from Sweet Farm. I did forget. But let me tell you something, Rory. I love it, man. Do you want me to Escape from Sweet Farm is a script that Rory wrote. Rory McLeod, our brother in Columbus, Ohio. And I love it. I read part of it on the air the other day. Here we go. All right, so there it is, man. Let me just... Escape. Rory McLeod, based on the work of Phil Hendry Show. What should we do here? Let's see, man. Coming from a break, Phil Hendry is in the studio with Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman.
That was one hell of a song, Mr. Hendry.
Thanks, Bud. Is this going to take long? Come on, Margaret. I need to know how long the apple polishing is going to take.
Bud, you got a hot date or something?
As a matter of fact, Henry tries to intervene. Break it up, break it up.
I'll hurt it. I swear to God, I don't believe. I swear to the God I don't believe in. The life that ends today. The life that ends today belongs to Bud Dickman.
Bud, why would you applaud that?
She wouldn't kill me, and she knows it.
I don't know, Bud. There's murder in those eyes. Murder. Don Berman of Channel 19 News is on the phone with Hendry and crew. Wait, let me get the phone going here. On the phone with us now is Don Berman of Channel 19 News. How goes it, Don?
Well, Phil, you know, I'm reporting, testing. Oh, I just didn't know. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
All right. I'll start again.
Go ahead.
Well, don't sound irritated, Philip.
Just go ahead.
All right. Phil, I'm reporting to you today from Sweet Farm. This is a well-known so-called convalescent home for the elderly. Here.
Well, they advertise on our show.
Oh, yes, that sweet old lady that does their reads.
I thought it was a dude or something. That's the way it sounded to me.
What? No, Bud. It's an elderly woman, probably one of their customers.
No way.
Anyway, I have to tell you that I'm here working today on an expose.
And you're working on an expose?
So what I have learned here today is that Sweet Farm is not so sweet. In fact, in my upcoming expose, coming up on Channel 19 News...
Like he's going to expose himself.
Bud, so help me. That laugh of yours, oh, baby, I want to hurt it.
All right. I could read the whole thing, or I could produce it. Hello. Rory, it's beautiful, man. I mean it. I love it. I'm all over it, and I'm going to produce it. Is it done? That's my main question. Is it done? That's what she said. David, Melissa, that's a good idea. FB group for BSPs. Bryn, ha, ha, ha. Christopher, this is a great WTG. Paul, I'll hurt it. L, hey, Phil, any new swag on the way? I'd like to put in a request for a Western Estates T-shirt. Bobby could make some of for the rest, whatever, tack it or... How about a Sweet Farm ID bracelet? That'd be great. You know what, man? Yeah, maybe there is some swag. We kind of got out of the merch business for a while, which doesn't mean we're going to stay out of the merch business, but it just got to be a little hectic for us, so we backed out of that. One of the things that we need to do is we need to sell all these. We got a lot of hard copy CDs. Anybody have any ideas on how we should sell those? You know, we got a shit pot load of those, and I want to get rid of all of those before we commence. So, Paul Dentino, Rory, I need to participate. So awesome. Ronnie, Phil fan, awesome. My daughter just asked me. MD Phil fan, Ronnie, yeah, at 10:10 Mountain Daylight Time. Is that the eclipse that you guys are talking about? Yeah, the eclipse. James Kalpin, it's eclipse. Do we have a Facebook group for BSPs? That's not a bad idea, somebody just mentioned. Lord Gimp, in the overlord of all the Gimps. Any big birthday plans, Phil, from Joey Punch? Yeah, Joey, like I said, we were thinking of going out of town, and we were going to go out of the country, but I don't think that's going to be possible. We're going to have to put that off. The first thing I have to do is go visit my cousins, and I'm going to do that at the end of September. I want to visit my cousin Fran and Elaine and Paul up there in Tirana and just see how they're doing. I haven't seen them in a while. See my nephews and shit. Those guys are always a trip. Go see a Blue Jays game with them, or maybe not, because it's pretty late in the season. And like that. And then we'll probably get it. It sounds weird, but then we'll probably get into the travel season, because this is a busy summer. But, you know, I'd like to leave. I'd like to go someplace for Christmas or something, you know, but we'll see what's up. So what's going on with the eclipse, you guys? Where are you going to see it? Is it something that we can look at here? I don't know. James Kopp and Phil, eclipse is a good word for Chris Norton, say.
Eclipse. So where is Mr. Renner? I'm going to go see the eclipse, you know, the eclipse.
It's not really a bad word for Chrissy's eclipse. Chris has a hard time pronouncing X's and CKS. So
says and eclipse, you know, climax. I mean, the whole climax is just,
and words like, you know, ass or ask.
I think I'll ask her. What are you asking me, you know?
So we'll see. I don't know.
The eclipse.
Sorry, I'm a straight man and a straight astronomer. I'm a straight man and a straight astro, MD Phil fan. Kip Massey, nudes on the moon. Fucking Ron Tarner must do that one. Hey, man. Here's Melissa. Join the Facebook group. After this live BSP show, I'll pretty it up. But join now. It'll be totally uncensored other than Facebook. Okay, here's Melissa's. Melissa, is this your place? I'm going to show you guys. Melissa wants us to come over to her place, which I think would be cool. Hold on, man. Let's see. Where am I at, man? Okay. This is Melissa's place in Arizona. It's pretty sweet. Is that what I'm going to be looking at here? Melissa? Here. Here's Melissa's group. Okay. Phil, he drive BSPs and more. Okay. So this is our BSP page. Look at this view that Melissa's got. Let's see, where am I at here? Hey, man.
Man, I got to see more of that shit. There you go. Look at that. Huh? Look at that, man. God damn, dude.
Photos from Terry Clem McPherson's post in Paulden Neighbors and More. Melissa, is this your joint or is it somebody else? No, that's Terry Clem's place. What are you doing? All right. Well, I'm going to have to figure this out. Phil Hendry. You know, that's my page. Melissa, where's your place, man? Let me go back to where we were. Okay, Facebook groups, copy. paste, and then boom. Fill heat drive BSPs and more. Join this group. Okay, I'm going to join. Join group. I've joined. Yeah. Are you a BSP for how long? 20 years. How long have you been a fan of Phil? All my life. BSP is not required. Cool. Okay, I'm good, man. Well, these are just pictures from friends of Melissa's. Okay, I got that. And this is a pending, so my membership is pending. That's what I'm thinking. Melissa, thank you, honey, for doing that. I'll figure it out. It's my, you know, I'm like lame. Melissa, join the Facebook group after this live BSP show. I'll pretty it up. Okay, but join now. It'll be totally uncensored. So go over and join Melissa's BSP group on Facebook. She's going to jazz it up after tonight's chat. Bryn McLaughlin, Devil's Tower, Wyoming is going to be in the high 90% totality. So anybody there is going to get the greatest images ever in the history of ever. And ain't that just fucking the way it should be? Because Devil's Tower was featured in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, where he had to go to see the fucking aliens. And now the, you know, that's going to keep some sort of a mythology going, I'm sure. Devil's Tower will be, according to Bryn, will be 90% totality, man. Do I know what that means? No. Does it matter? No. Roy McLeod, the next one is Arthur Barn versus Blackula. Roy McLeod, well done, Rory. Good job, Rory. Yes, it was. It was outstanding. Here's Melissa. I just threw together a very quick Facebook group so you can all intersect on Facebook. Let's do that, man. Let's do a BSP. And Jeff, if you wouldn't mind, in Bozeman, send your map, the BSP map, where everybody is to Melissa. Because I'm going to join that thing, man. That sounds like a good thing. Something that I would definitely be all over. Rory, you got another one, man? You got another script? Awesome. So, Rory, dude, we're going to produce that thing. Thank you for that. Kip Massey, James Coppin, you notice Mavis has kind of morphed into Clara Bingham somewhat? James Coppin, Kip Massey, Mavis might look directly at it, meaning the eclipse. Jeffrey, as a gay journal, Doug needs to talk about Trump's gayness in the closet. Roy McLeod, although I could see Dr. Turner looking at the eclipse by mistake. He would, wouldn't he? James Coppin, Roy McLeod, I was thinking Bud. Melissa, facebook.com/ms.uncensored look at pics. Are these like nude? I mean, no. Although I, you know, obviously I'm going to check it out now. Although I certainly must copy. So this is Melissa's page. We will have Let Hate Win. Oh, wow. Okay. Far out. Oh, Melissa, this is your homepage? Cool. Melissa's constantly working on projects for us, so we love her. We're grateful for her. That's a great picture there. That's the 82nd Airborne, you know. The 82nd Airborne, I won't bore you very long for this. The 82nd Airborne on their way into Europe on the morning of D-Day, before the troops went in, they flew our paratroopers over and were going to drop them behind lines so that when the guys hit the beach and the paratroopers are here, they could come together and fuck the Germans all to hell. Problem is, the German anti-aircraft fire was knocking all of the planes off course, and the 82nd Airborne wound up being dropped all over the fucking Hell's Half Acre. They didn't know where they were. And as one of the commanders said, it actually worked out good because as reconnaissance, you couldn't possibly place them better. I mean, they were coming in from all kinds of goddamn places. So I don't know why we were. Oh, I know. I found a Facebook group of the 82nd Airborne. That was pretty cool. So that having been said, let me just move on before I bore everybody to tears. BG Young, it says, Phil, he drive must have been auto-corrected from Hendry. Roy McLeod, James Kopp, and probably Bud, MD Phil fan, talking to Bryn. Excellent. All right, let me go back to our starting point here. L, thanks for the link. Rory, if anyone is brave enough to get to page 60 or so, I think that's when she shows up. James Cobb and Rory, Mavis is there for the grape soda. Rory, Mavis is in Escape from Sweet Farm in a cameo. I love it, Rory. Thanks. In a cameo appearance, James Cobb, and you nailed it. Paul Dentino, here we go. Here's another Facebook group. This one from Paul. God damn it. I can't copy this motherfucker without copying L's name. What's the story there, man? There we go. I got it. No, I didn't get it. God damn it. Forget it. Fuck it. I can't do it, man. For some reason, man, I cannot copy and paste anything that's too close to the line below it. I keep getting fucking L's name in the goddamn thing. Copy. Boom. Let me just eliminate L's name. Jesus, what a pain in the ass. Okay. It's like a forward slash there that I... Nope. Is this Phil, BSPs, and more? Is this your group, L? It looked like my page for a minute. So L's got a BSP group as well. I wonder how we can organize these, you know? How I can list them on the website. I can list them on the Facebook page. List them in social media so that they're sort of meaningful, right? Just put them in an order that makes a little bit of sense. Melissa, thank you. James Kopp and Kip Massey. Yeah, they are merging. L, can someone say the name of the BSP Facebook page again? Sorry, it was multitasking. You mean Melissa's page? I think it was, I don't know. Melissa, what was the name of your page? If you wouldn't mind telling us, I would appreciate that, you know. All right, let's check out our latest messages. Melissa, video is fine. Can't hear him. You can't hear me? Hello? I can hear me. Hello? There I am. And I can see VU, and I'm getting VU. Let's see. I'm getting VU meter here. What is not working for you, hon? Hyatt, bring back the Wheeler Resort Laughing Squirrel Shootouts. Aha! Here is Jeffrey. Doug Danger needs at least a segment. Brian Anthony, buffering here too. Well, it's buffering. I can't, you know. Where are you at, Brian? Brian, I want people to tell me where they are texting from. We were doing that, and then we fell off the wagon on that thing because Baker and Bozeman's doing that map. Brian, where are you at? And Hyatt, man, where are you at? Or lady? I don't know, you know. Rory, Phil, the script I'm working on now is Arthur Barn versus Blackula. L is buffering. You guys are in the Northwest, so you're getting some buffering. You got a storm up there or something? Because everything's going out here fucking bitching. Let me check it out. Oh, man. Wait a minute, man. There it is. No, yeah, everything's good, man. No, everything is fucking awesome because here it is, dude. There I am. We got no problemo here, man. What's with the fucking gift there behind me? I'll tell you what. You know, it's six of one, half of a dozen of the other. It's always a crapshoot, man, as to whether or not we're getting good quality reception here. Why can't I hear? And yes, I checked my volume. Melissa, I'm talking, and I'll prove it to you, because I'll listen to this. I will give you some slapback like you wouldn't believe. What's with the fucking GIF there behind me? Oh, shit. Well, you heard some of it. Okay. Now we're getting good quality reception here. Why can't I hear? And yes, I checked my volume. Melissa, I'm talking, and I'll prove it to you, because I'll listen to this. I will give you some slapback like you wouldn't believe. What's with the fucking GIF there behind me? Oh, shit. Well, you heard some of it. Okay.
So we get the idea.
So I've got no buffering problem here. I got no audio problem here.
I got no big fucking problems, lady. Now, miss, I got no major problem. Now, I know to you I'm a big, ugly slob and I look like a freak. But I was almost the heavyweight champion of the world. You put that down in your paper there, miss. Put it down there somewhere. Mountain Revere was no punk. Mountain Revere was almost the heavyweight champion of the world.
What's the movie?
What's the movie?
All right. I know you'll guess it. I know you will. Our number is 66 whatever the fuck. I am definitely toying with and we will be getting, we're going to do some phone calls in this motherfucker. We're going to get you cats calling in. There's no reason why we can't have you guys calling in on Skype, and you know, we got some, it doesn't have to be visual, but it can be audio. MD Philfan, I'm confused. Paul Dentino, Philly, two times. Paul, this is some rabbit hole shit. Brian Anthony, texting from Catasqua with my old hound dodger, 15 plus years old. He's been a listener since birth. All right, man. Where is Catasqua, man? Where is that at? I mean, is that Florida? Is that Pennsylvania? It sounds a little Pennsylvania, you know? Yeah, you know? A little Pennsylvania going on there, man, because I know Pennsylvania. Susquehanna, that shit. Yeah, that's what I think we're dealing with here. James is in Missoula, Montana. I was going to say Uranus, but it's too dark. Hey. James, you were in prime fucking eclipse territory, aren't you? I would think. Here is Rory. I never get buffering unless Phil is also having network issues. That's because you have good, decent equipment, good Christian equipment, Rory, that does not offend. No, seriously, you know, it's, who are you with? Cox Communication? I take that back. Oh. All right. David, Lord Gimp, I'm buffering, but only because I am downloading porn at the moment. Some honesty. Thank you. Melissa, Hyatt. You're 30 minutes from me. Where's Hyatt? Where did he say he was at? Huh? Because I'm asking these cats, man. Hyatt, don't fuck with me, man. I don't know where he is, but Melissa's in Arizona, and he's 30 minutes from her, so all the more reason for us to get together at Melissa's house and drink. Jeff, Rory, how about this for a working title? Herb Sewell discovers his fist. I digress. Melissa, Phil, no one uses Skype now. Use Facebook video call. Free on all sides. We can practice if you want. Okay. How do I do that? Let's practice Facebook call. All right. Tell me how to do that, and I'll do it. And I'll put you guys up on screen. Herb Sewell is an escape from Sweet Farm. He's got the love of Jesus in his baby blue eyes. Hyatt's in Prescott, Arizona. All right, man. Lots of Arizona folks. I love it. MD Philfan has given me some eclipse information here. Let's check this out. Here we go. So let's see what we got here. This is eclipse info for today, the 18th, going on the 19th. All right. I'm not sure what I should do with this. Want me to put this in what? Jesus H. Christ. Come on. Oh, my God. This is, like, weird. Not working, man. So let's see what we got here. This is eclipse info for today, the 18th, going on the 19th. Let me shut myself up. All right. Shut up, bitch. Okay, good. Oh, Lord have mercy. Here we go. It's NASA Eclipse 2017 live streaming video, August 21st, total eclipse. Now, is that an actual picture there, or is that just live video streams of the August 21st solar eclipse from NASA television locations throughout the country? So this is nasa.gov/eclipse live. nasa.gov/eclipse live. I repeat, nasa.gov/eclipse live, and you will see, I imagine, everything they've got. Here is how to safely watch the eclipse. So this is really sexy here. And then the little boy puts on his glasses. Now make sure you have your sunglasses on, otherwise you're blinded for life. This is Susie Q and Betty and Susie. There you see the partial eclipse. What does that mean? That's only part of the moon. Oh, you think it's the sun? No, that's the moon. Now here, there's another thing in the sky. The sunlight is streaming through it. There's an arrow. I don't have any idea. I'll probably wind up blinded for life. Bailey's beads. That's something you would put in your partner's, well. And then we have totality. Yeah, I'll bet we do. Around the world, all 69 states. That's fucked. I'm sorry. I apologize. Final stages. Crescent begins to peak. Uh-huh. That's from NASA. All of you, fuck off and die. We're smarter than you. Why are we working here? All right. Thank you very much, NASA. That's great. Oh, look. The Goddards. Yeah, good for you. Robert Goddard and his, you know, outer space shit. That's cool. No, seriously, that is cool. Thank you very much for that link. I want that. I need it. I got to have it, because otherwise I'm a worthless piece of shit. MD Filthhead, James Coppin, yeah. Oh, wait. Bryn McLaughlin, James Coppin, maybe adjust your percentage of alcohol beverage versus non-alcoholic beverage to match percentage of totality. Rory, Phil, do an eclipse commercial for Monday's show. Okay. Coming up Monday, the eclipse of the sun and the moon. Right here on the Phil Hendry Show. From the Jet Propulsion Laboratories here in Pasadena. It's a joke. Pasadena, I mean that seriously, because they do work very hard over there. The alcoholism is surrounding JPL. It's not in JPL. There you will see the moon and the sun and all kinds of bullshit. I can't really describe it. I don't know anything about it, but I do know it's exciting. I'm going to be at Sebastian Gorka's house for a barbecue. We'll be cooking Hungarians. Another joke. Bad taste. Please don't. All right, so, hi, it's 2017. We're still wearing the same damn cardboard folding glasses from the 60s. Ain't that the truth? Get some fucking shades, Jack. I'm not a big believer in viewing eclipses because I'm old school. I believe I'll be blinded for life if I look at it, and there's nothing you can tell me that'll change me. So, seriously, you guys are all the younger generation. You got it figured out. Oh, it's cool. Back when I was a kid, they told us, don't ever look at the eclipse of the sun. Well, why is that? You'll be blinded. You know, it was just, there wasn't anything, anybody, no one ever made it special for us. Every time an eclipse happened, we were told, you'll be blinded for life if you look at it. Don't do it, you know. And then gradually, kids would drift into school, and they made a cardboard thing with their dad. And you go, what is that? It's a cardboard thing. We can look at the eclipse. My dad and I made it. And you're like, what? Okay, I mean, at that point, I didn't give a shit. You saw some reflection, I don't know. And then the next one, you know, you'll be blind. finally, when I was a full-grown adult, they started saying, hey, the eclipse. And it was like a celebration. It was cool. And everybody went to see it. And you go, don't you get blinded? Fuck no, motherfucker. You don't get blinded. You have to do this, that, and something else, right? So my whole childhood was wiped out by paranoid assholes and nuns. Tonight on Phil Hendry, paranoid assholes and nuns at 9. Paranoid assholes and nuns. Oh, boy. Dear Phil, or here's Rory. I'll get with him offline. What the hell is that, Rory? What are you doing? Dear Phil, could you please have Lloyd Bonafide sing Blue Suede Shoes? August, Brid McLaughlin's been fighting insomnia. Oh, you poor girl. Brid. That should help you. I'm yawning.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three, get ready. God, go, go, go. Don't you? Yeah. Do the Blue Suede Shoe. You can do anything, but get away from my Blue Suede Shoe. Blue.
Now, Lloyd,
hold on for a goddamn minute. Blue.
Blue Suede Shoe.
Blue Suede Shoe. Blue. Everything's blue. I can't.
Blue Suede Shoe.
I understand it's Blue Suede. Blue. You can knock me out. You can flat on my face. You can slander my name all over the place. You can do anything you want to do, but don't you come near my... Oh, you don't go... Yes, that's it. Go, don't get anywhere near my Blue Suede Shoe. Don't do it. The Blue Suede Shoe.
What do you mean, don't come anywhere?
Don't ask me questions. Don't be a smartass, Henry.
Well...
Blue Suede Shoe. Yeah, blue Suede Shoe. You can do anything, but get off of the blue... Just climb away from my Blue Suede Shoe. Get away from it.
Now, like,
get away.
All right, man. Your Blue Suede Shoe.
Yes. Don't be a smartass, Henry. I've got you figured out from years back. Years ago, you figured out that you try to fuck with me.
There it is. Rory, everything's blue in this world. Blue. Phil better practices Lloyd Bonafide for Escape from Sweet Farm. They told us in the 80s that the eclipse would blind us, too. Did they really? Okay, good. August, suicide by eclipse. Is it possible? Ah, yes, the pinhole projector. Bren, you remember? Bren, I'm not saying you're old enough, but that's what they did. I'll get it with them offline, Rory says. Jeff, dear Phil, could you please have Lloyd sing Blue Suede Shoes? Yeah, so they would, like... Did you like that?
I just did.
So they did. They said, and I never got to enjoy the eclipse as a kid. All the kids today is like, let's go see the eclipse. Your dad will have the glasses. We'll have cupcakes, you know, mint juleps, whatever the fuck.
We'll go up to hillside number 6. The nuns will be there and God will be, you know, and everything's groovy and I'll get to see the eclipse.
When I was a kid, seriously.
Now, children, you know, there's an eclipse of the sun.
You'll be blinded, you know,
and you're like, okay, fuck, God damn. So I grew up thinking eclipses were fucked up. You know, don't go near them. Oy, you know, whatever you do, don't look in the sky. Do one of these things. It's almost kind of like quasi-pagan or something. You know, like we're animist natives.
Now, many of you have heard of the eclipse of the sun. Have you not?
Yes.
Yes, bad. Very bad. Don't you give me shit. Don't you dare look at the sun. Only white men can look at the sun. Your eyes are too dark. Ours are blue. Naturally, I don't know, it works out somehow, but I'll explain it later. Don't you dare look at the sun. We will come in and look at the sun for you and describe it to you. Don't, I told you.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, what the fuck? What were you fucking people thinking, man? Really bugged me. It bugged me. Here is August. It's the APEC eclipse. Ah. Melissa, Phil, message you on Facebook. Read after show. I will, Melissa. Thank you. By the way, if any of you guys want to shoot pool with me, Melissa, August, Rory, Bernie. Where the fuck is Bernie tonight, man? And it used to be Allie. She didn't give a shit anymore. In fact, where the hell is Allie? Sue Price. And a bunch of folks, we just shoot that little stupid billiard game on Facebook. It's a decent little game. I don't know what it's called, though. And then Bernie and I are on that WTG app for golf. That's pretty good, man. It's got like six or seven, you know, world-class courses. You know, it's fairly challenging. And he and I are the only guys playing each other. So if you guys want to challenge us over at WTG, that would be fun to do. And that's the only two that I'm really doing right now. Am I? I don't know. I don't have a lot of time for that shit, but I'm kidding. I mean, I do, but I don't. Bernie had to go to sleep. Thank you, Rory, because he's a pussy. I'm kidding. August, Jeff, I should say so. Phil, priceless. Jeff, August, I worship Herb Sewell. Am I sick? Herb Sewell is, well, I better not intrude on Jeff's fantasies because he has his own little world that he goes into there with Herb. Roy McLeod, I post a preview of Arthur Barnes. Okay, I'm checking that out, brother. Thank you. Andy, your stream is choked out? Bullshit. All right, I'm going to get with my crew, and they are, by the way, monitoring. All of my guys monitor on the chat and find out how we can improve delivery to individual BSPs. We've actually really improved the output from our website and from what we're doing since the old days. So it does have to do with your reception, with the speed of your computer. However, there may be some things that we can actually do to make it better for you, make it a little bit quicker for you. I'm going to find out what that is. And I'm going to goddamn do it. I'm going to do it, man. David, you shoot 8-ball pool, man? The app, it's a cool little app, and it's fairly realistic. I mean, I think it actually does reflect a decent, you know, pool game. So what is it called? 8-ball pool, I think is what it's called. Go over there, man, and sign up and message me, David, on Facebook. And then, you know, we accept each other's games. Then we get into this fucking thing. Rory, I haven't gotten to the Blackula part in the story yet. It's mostly jaw-jacking at this point. David Rareburn. Hey, Phil, David Rareburn from Mesa. The rumor I hear is the rapture will accompany the eclipse. Let us pray. All right, David. August, you so crazy, Jeff. Jeff, Rory, did Dr. Barn have to hammer an afro comb into Blackula to kill him? Asshole. No, that's great. That's good. Speaking of afro combs, I just saw President Trump, and I'm kidding. All right, so that's all I got. That's all I can do. That's all I will do. And that's all any of us should do. Don't forget that if you have any friends, tell them to sign up for 2 months for 99 cents. This thing's going to be ending very, very quickly. It was a quick little groovy-ass thing that we did. Hope you dig it. Hope you're into it. What the hell's going on here, man? Yeah. So that's our, that was our promotion for the month of August. And I think we're all done with that. Until such time as I see you guys again, which will be next week, obviously. And additionally, keep sending in, I forgot to mention, keep sending in the city you're in. And if you want to request a Phil tour stop, a Phil Henry, you know, BSP stop, then definitely send an email to service@philhenryshow.com and let us know where you're at and tell us, hey, we want Phil to stop by. Okay. And I'm happy to do that, man. I'd be very excited to do that. Okay. Because that's what we're doing. We're just trying to find out where the concentration of BSPs R is M, and then we can make our plans accordingly, you know, come out and see you guys. But we want to get everybody together on that thing. I know that, look at this, I'm advertising DirecTV behind me. The Red Sox game is over, so it's just DirecTV. So having said all of that, make sure you send us your email, your request from the town that you're in. And what we're going to do is then put all this shit together and do a little run through the country. That I think is the best way to do it. And it also affords me an opportunity to meet you guys sort of individually and not try to put together some massive event which, to be honest with you, I'm not really, I don't think is smart. All right. And there's reasons for that. One of them is, it just isn't going to be worth our while to rent a goddamn hotel, you know, a bar and massive assets like that and have people come into town and all that bullshit when we can do this one-on-one. So it's kind of different. It's a weird, kooky way of doing things, but hey, that's who I am. That's what I am, and that's what I remain to be. I don't know if any of you guys know who Jillian Barbary is, but she messaged me yesterday on Twitter. Hey. That's all I got, man. Seriously, I'm going to get my ass out of here. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Sunshine, baby.
Yeah.
Whenever you smile, but I call you.
World famous Phil Henry PSP Chat, brought to you by Plethco. Seat covers and more for 99 cents. And by Murgatroy's Ice Cream. One taste and you'll know you're gone and you're never coming back. Murgatroy's Ice Cream. Dip a spoon in. I dare you. And by Wafley's Tires. Put them on your car, on your bassinet. Put them on anyone you know. Put tires on your friends. It's a whole new way of looking at things. And by Charlottesville KKK. We're only kidding.
Yesterday's love was like a warm summer. Like the wind.